Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am joined tonight in my basement by a huge cast who I think all feel pretty guilty about not doing a show for 5 or 6 weeks. And we are even awaiting one more cast member. But for the moment, let's introduce who is here.
Member.
We have Dan, the master Googler. Dan Overton, how you doing, Danny?
Pretty well. How are you, Irv?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm touched that everyone's here.
I think it's the first time, isn't it? All of us?
It may be the first
in a long time.
It may be the first six member do. You know.
You said member.
I did.
I think I saw the internet one time.
What?
A six member do.
That's a frat boy thing.
We have a dork almighty Matt Minar joining us. Matt?
Yeah, I'm not talking to anybody tonight.
Okay, cool. But I just want to say that your look these days with the beard and the mustache
is
very reminiscent of one of the adult characters from Johnny Quest.
Really?
Don't you think?
I was really kind of going for the Haji thing, but I guess I'm missing
I think you look like Dr. Quest. I don't think you look like Grace Banner. I look like Bandit.
I'm going to get a turban, so, you know, what's up?
The little pug.
I thought you were talking about Smokey Ann.
No. Of Johnny Quest's dog, Bandit.
Eastbound and down.
No, that was that was the snowman.
Man, really trucking.
What?
The Bandit.
I don't. I never saw that.
Are you kidding me?
Burt Reynolds.
That's a totally
Jerry Reed,
Jerry
though. Reed. It's all Jerry
and,
Reed.
And Fred. Fred was the dog.
C.W. McCall, Convoy. But that's a different movie. That's a movie called Convoy.
Is there an actual movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the song.
The song from the movie.
It predates Dan, I think.
What kind of hick are you?
He's a very young hick.
We are here with the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Yo, yo.
All right. And we are also here with Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hello.
Ah, great. Doing the first set of show notes that we've had since June or something. Even though every time I put out the RSS feed, it says, check out the blog for the show notes.
It's all automated. What could
bullshit.
You possibly do?
I know. And I believe I just heard the arrival of,
beer.
Last but not least,
the most important
Dr.
cast member.
Dr. J, the science beer. Gay, James Schmidt, who is bringing the beer and my Mega Millions tickets.
Oh, shit. We need to play that.
122 million.
We can get them on the way home, though.
You
11,
can,
right?
You can get them on the way home.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Get them on the way home.
Oh, okay. I'll buy them on the way home.
The drawing's at 11.
Okay. Dial-A-Dork. We don't believe in math either.
No. We do believe in. No, we've talked about this.
Yep.
The odds are like 1 in 100 and
35 million.
Is it 135? I thought it was like 179 or something.
135.
Like that. All right. Well, even if it's
it
one
says
and
right
one,
on the website.
Basically, the,
it'll
the,
be in the show notes,
once
folks.
The prize gets over about 100 million or so, it's a wash to bet a dollar on it.
Yeah.
If you have 100, you know,
you're not talking about splitting.
Yeah,
you gotta take out taxes and you gotta think about splitting.
I'm not assuming, much. Other than me winning.
I wouldn't give a fuck. If I only got $10,000, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I would take
that's where our belief in math starts to fade away, I think.
And
here comes the rain again.
In our effort to get karma on my side tonight,
I can't believe the one scientist in the group.
I would donate half my winnings to charity.
You would donate half your winnings to charity?
The Truman Fund?
I would donate half my. I would donate half my winnings.
Before or after taxes?
Half my ring home.
Oh, okay.
Dan, I would donate half my winnings to my own trust in an effort to thwart paying taxes.
That's a brilliant idea. We'll let that one go.
Woo! I never said that. Come on in, Dr. J. Wonderful to see you, as always.
I'm handing out beer, and I'm going to go outside and look at the snow for a minute.
Thanks. And who?
Certainly walk and look at the snow for a minute.
You're going to go outside and look at the snow and smoke.
Watch it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll we just started. We figured you were right here, almost here.
Well, give your welcome, message.
Yo.
Oh, wow. Right. Wow. Was that Drew? Who was that? All right. So, go ahead. Do what you feel like you have to do, and come on back. If you do go out back, I would stay on the deck. All right. If you go out front, then you're free to roam. You can pee in the bushes. Make little yellow icicles in my hydrangeas. All right.
Don't put anything fleshy against frozen poles.
Thank you.
Don't put anything fleshy.
Fleshy and moist.
Against frozen poles. Oh, Matt.
I don't know where I read this, but amazing first date horror stories. Some girl stuck on a trip from a ski resort in Colorado back to California, which I guess is a short trip.
Okay.
You know, stuck in traffic, had to pee, gets out of the car to pee. Squats down beside the bumper to do her deal. decides, oh, I'm going to rest up against
traffic.
I'm going to rest my ass up against the bumper. Her ass freezes to the bumper of the car. Now, how do you think they got remedied that situation? Because this is like Christmas story badness.
Piss on
here.
Her.
Yeah, you pee on her.
Piss on her.
He peed on her. First date.
Well, you know, I have my golden showers first date story. No, I don't.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, really.
I'm always the last on these things.
I peed on Dory, but that's because I was just nervous.
She called it piddling? Is that different?
I said,
you weren't just marking your territory?
No, I was kissing her and I went, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. I said, oops, I did it again.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So I need to fire up our email here so we can...
Email.
Snopes.com.
I might have lied. I don't
know. Snizopes. All right. So what do you guys want to talk about? I mean, obviously, I think we should address the iPhone that... I mean, this is still technically vaporware, right? I mean, there's no...
June 07 delivery date.
I mean, so... Buy your Apple stock now? I mean, I think people are going to go for this in a big way.
The widget for stock tracking and weather, which is all that exists right now. And they were showing the Apple stock went up $2 while he was presenting.
Oh.
Duh.
Oh, my God. I had Apple. I had it at $60 a couple of years ago. What is it now?
Why did you sell it?
Well, I sold it because
I bought it.
Well, see, I bought it at like 60 and it went like up to 80. And then it was coming back down again. And all these, you know, analysts are like, it's very overbought, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's way too high for its fundamentals. So I'm like, well, maybe I should sell now. And it did. It went back to like 60, you know, 5 or something.
I mean, it'll be up over the price per earning proper place probably on this buzz.
Well, I mean, but if this phone does what I think it's going to do, it taps a new market for revenue for Apple, okay?
It's got a proximity sensor, and it turns its buttons off when you get close to your face.
What?
So you don't press buttons on your face.
That's awesome.
What?
My ear presses buttons all the damn time.
There you go. What happened with the iPhone?
Once I froze my ass to my phone.
I had to pee on my head.
The audience didn't hear that.
On my first date.
They just heard mumbling out of the corner of their speaker and then us laughing.
I claim to have frozen my ass to my phone at one point.
The second time
it's
around.
Funnier the first time.
If you got something to say, grab that mic.
Well, see, that's the
trick. Take this one until James gets back.
It's only funny if I say it off the mic. And by the way, did you see that Apple changed their name?
It's a Heisenberg and...
What?
From Apple Computer Inc. to just Apple Inc.
No, since, I did not see that.
Since they make their money off of other than computers these days. I'll look it up while you talk.
I think that is a done deal. There may have been a settlement or something, but...
They also announced that they're going to partner with Paramount, and they're another.
And there's something
movies.
About Google in there. I didn't quite
movies.
Follow.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
But they have Yahoo widgets, so I don't know. Or Yahoo Mail is integrated, or something like that. What do you want?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about all the partnerships Apple has with the iPhone daily.
Oh. Wow. Cool. So I mean, like, where can our audience check it out?
Details I've been following all day were on Gizmodo. Engadget, I know, is a big gadget site.
Digital Daredevil has emailed us to say our mics are hot.
Oh. Well, step back.
Maybe we should crank down the volume a little. Let's just take the master volume down a little bit.
Cocky.org was,
take it down.
Has a lot of good pictures of a normal human, well, kind of monkey-like hairy hand, presumably of Jason Cocky, holding his a mock-up of the iPhone.
See, here's the problem. I need a PDA phone. Next week, the 6800 comes out from Verizon.
Yeah.
It's the UT Scar.
I just invested in the 6700 because I can't pay more than $300 for a phone.
This is my phone, the Nokia E62 from Singular.
Does it have terminal services?
No. Should it?
The 6800 does, so does the 6700.
But what's the resolution? I mean, what can you really do with
it? Did you see this screen on here? It looks great. Yeah.
Without the giant crack in it, it's probably pretty fat. This one actually
2 weeks I broke my cell phone.
This is actually like 320 by 280 or something.
That's what that
is. Your mom.
This is Symbian.
So is your mom. So,
why? This thing does have a two different web browsers on it. A WAP browser and then a full, almost fully like standards compliant HTML browser with like a little mouse pointer thing. That actually, like, you know what I've actually been able to do, Matt, is restart the a certain forklift provider here in town. I've actually gone into that thing and restarted their website.
No way.
From the car, you know. So that's been nice.
Do we have any idea why that database?
Because they're on a no, it's I don't think it's the database at all. I think it's the fact that they're on a shared, you know, hosting server with like hundreds of other, probably at least 75 other websites, I'm guessing.
All right.
And, you know, that's something that if you're out there listening and you're thinking about doing web hosting for your company, that's something to be aware of, that, you know, these very inexpensive web hosting packages, are the reason they're inexpensive is because they're just you know, economy of scale. They set up one web server can host, you know, a couple of hundred websites if it's sufficiently powerful with enough network bandwidth.
Yeah, but if any one of those sites gets like featured on Slashdot or Dig,
right,
then
all the
bets
sites
are off.
Are ruined. All those sites are ruined. So sometimes it is
not
worth
if it's properly provisioned.
If you can,
they can have bandwidth limiting on all those if they want to.
If you can afford it,
most people don't.
Most people don't.
If you can afford it, you know, and I think iPower,
they
has, you can get your own, basically your own server, which is what like a co-located or whatever they call it.
Uh-huh.
They basically get your own server, rack mounted. In like 1U server somewhere in their data farm or whatever, for like $60 a month.
Yeah,
and you can do whatever you want on that server. You can,
exactly.
You can put a mail, you know, mail server on there and web hosting. And
what kind of machine is it? Probably Celeron for $60.
I think it's like a Pentium 4.
I invested
like
with Manage.com a while ago, and yeah, they were up around $80. So
yeah, but I mean, if you're running a business, that's really not much to pay. And you're not sharing.
If you're running a business and you don't need a terrible lot of customization, go with the big providers. Go, you know, Yahoo gives you your own domain. I think Google hosts
I don't think your Yahoo hosted website is going to get slash dotted anytime soon. Unless you have some sort of bizarre application.
But you should keep in mind all kinds of...
James, welcome back. Let's get James a microphone.
And privacy requirements. If you're throwing it up on a big public one like those, someone else has root password to all your info.
Try this one.
If you're a financial or a health services company, you got to be careful with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Employee data, you don't want to put those up there.
Something slightly less, you know, of an issue with small businesses, I think.
Hello, hello, hello.
Do that again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, you're all right.
James is here.
Way too loud.
No, he's too hot earlier.
Yeah, yours is
he's
you're
hot.
The hottest
hot,
of us all.
Hot mic.
You're the hot mic.
Hot mic.
Hot mic.
Hot mic.
Hot mic. Hot mic. Hot, hot, hot.
I just have to figure out which damn one it is. And it is the...
just like the second one.
It is this one.
Second one.
Now try it.
How's that sound?
Yeah, you're a little quiet now.
I'll make my points more enthusiastically.
Does your shirt read tap that keg or tap that ass?
It's tap that ass. My wife bought it for
me. It's a donkey.
But there are kegs on it.
It's true.
It could be both. It has double meaning.
It's a double
and you should hold that a little closer.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Try that.
Okay, I'm fine now.
Well,
you got earphones?
Yeah, they're around here somewhere.
Yeah, no worries.
Aren't they?
Eastbound or down, man, we're really trying.
No worries. No, that's fantastic. That's super. Thanks.
I guess that's
no worries.
Fuck that. Anyway.
Fuck that.
So
the answer to Tim's bare metal
question. Should we have a moment of silence for the game last night?
No. We got our asses kicked.
It was awful.
We didn't even play.
I would have put in Zwick in the fourth.
What?
Why?
Because Troy Smith is terrible.
Well, so you're going to put Zwick in?
If you want a chance to win the game, it wasn't with him. And they were only 4-14 still at that point.
No, that's a lesser chance?
20.
That's what we get 20. For winning
a
the
lesser
trophy. The curse continues, by the way, the BCS curse. There's only one, since they've started the BCS championship, there's only one guy who's won the Heisman and played in the national championship game to win it. And that was that guy. No, not Steve Young.
Milton Burrow.
As usually, Dewey, you are full of useless information. I can't remember who it was.
Disinformation.
he's our minister of propaganda.
It was Leinart. It was Leinart when he won it. It was Leinart when he won it and USC won the championship.
Okay.
And then the next year when Bush won it, they didn't win it.
They didn't win it. And then Troy Smith went 4-for-14 for 35 yards.
Oh, our levels were fine, apparently. It was just the fact that our mics were open before the show officially started they were alerting us to.
Oh, yeah, we knew about
that.
What did we do?
Yeah.
Do we have listeners?
We don't know. Your levels are fine. I was just informing you of the... Oh, yeah, that's a cool. Thank you very much for letting us know. I kind of do that on purpose so that people who tune in a little bit early
actually have an
inkling that we're actually on. Yeah,
we're real people, and we're in somebody's basement, and we're waiting on beer.
It's true.
Indeed.
And I'm here.
And every third Thursday.
Do you have the Mega Millions tickets?
I have your tickets upstairs.
Oh, yay. I hope they win.
Yay.
If they win, you get $1 million.
I do.
$1 million.
As a courier?
Is that right?
And that'll be tax-free because I'll gift it to you.
That's fantastic. That's a hell of a gift.
I'll gift it to you. Okay,
you're
so.
You're expected to gift it right back.
We have a bare metal question of the week. We have. Do we have a Shane's YouTube clip of the week, anyone?
No.
Okay. Yes, we do. Excellent, we do.
Yeah, Drew's working on it right now.
Drew's working on it right now. We have a we have pieces of flair. We have
all
tales from the dork side, and we just have general tomfoolery, and we have about 45 minutes left in which to do it all. So, what do you want to do first? Bare metal question of the week. So, very good. I'm looking at it.
Start at the beginning.
Tim Wurzel to dorks. Dorks first. Finish my father. End. Surprise, surprise. He's got another computer issue, and yes, I think we've given his father a fair amount of. Free tips. Loves to use USB flash drives. For what? I have no idea.
Ba-doom, pang.
All right. I personally hate them, and they never work for me. Well, if I recall,
that's
he
bizarre.
Had a flash drive situation, did he not? Where he was trying them in different mm-hmm. computers, and they were randomly fucking up computers.
You proceed on. He
not working. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, he was using one last Friday, and it was working fine. The computer he was saving files off of. Nice grammar, Tim. Recognize it in the morning. It's running Windows XP Home. Okay, recognize it in the morning, but later in the day, the flash drive stopped being recognized. He tried three separate computers, all running variances of Windows XP, and none of them would recognize it. Obviously, the flash drive went bad, but what would cause that?
I blame culture.
Yeah. A modern age.
It's
victim
of
a modern age.
It's true. It's a lack of parenting. It's the schools. It's
nature,
schools.
Nature or nurture? Why USB drives go bad?
Go bad.
Right. As a side note, I have two of them myself, and one my computer at home will not recognize, and the other makes my computer run horribly slow. Am I the only one that has problems with these things? And I love Drew's response later, where he says, yes.
I was going to say, kind of, yeah. I've never had any problem.
He gave him a one-word response, and he just goes, yes.
Yeah.
Which just was just, you know, wonderful.
Hysterical.
You know what? I think the advice, though, is just to bare metal it.
I would
well, usually that is our advice to Tim. That's why it's called the bare metal question of the week, because we
tell him the bare metal,
because we're a brute force bunch. We should call it Tim Wurzel's brute force solution of the week.
Right. Brute force. That didn't sound as good.
In this particular case, I would agree that USB drive has probably experienced some sort of mechanical failure or experience some kind of
short
static discharge.
It's hard to do though with not a lot of moving parts in there and side.
Are there little electric things that could go boom?
You could probably
you
have
just
some
resolder,
sort of,
right?
That's a good way to do it. I'd first take a hammer and crack that some bitch open. and then whatever
power
broken,
drill
put it back
then
together.
I would
about
just
a 3/4 inch bit.
I would just drill
a sawzall now.
It's sawzall.
I have a sawzall.
That'll burn right through the house. It's the guy that holds it has a problem.
I say just drizzle molten lead all over it and hopefully solder the right thing to the right thing.
That's a good call.
I tried it on my Xbox.
Sure, there you go.
All right. So that one probably went bad. I have had very, very, very good experiences.
I guess I don't jump around too much with them.
Let me ask you a question, Tim. Are you using, and this is going to sound a little strange, but are you using name brand flash drives, or are these little free ones you get from, you know, someplace else? Because, I mean, you could go and get one from, like, a major manufacturer of memory, like Corsair or
Kingston.
Something like that, or Kingston or something, and you might find that it's constructed a little. I had one, my favorite one of all, even though it's only 128 megs and its usefulness
came
is pretty
board.
Limited, was by a company called A Pacer. And I don't know who they are, but it had a nice like loop on it that you can hook to a keychain or
a zip line, and then you could
a zip line
to safety.
It may save your life.
And the cap is connected to this little tether thing, so you never lose the cap. And it's a great one. It's stylish looking, and it's worked perfectly.
Sure, this is solving
your
problems.
Well, you know, chicks, they're looking for guys with
hot
swank flash drives.
I usually let them dangle from my belt buckle, but actually I think that means I'm a bottom.
I think that does mean you're. I believe I'm not sure, but I think the phrase is I'm a power top. Is that?
Yeah, what's that?
I'm a power top.
I'm not a power top. I'm actually an angry bottom.
Angry bottom. All right. Resentful bottom. Fantastic.
Actually, one thing you can do is make sure that everything is closed and dismounted before you pull the USB drive out.
You could do that.
Probably.
That can.
Yeah, if you're
even
not
Windows only corrupts XP, files, you though. Can still stop devices before you pull them out.
That, well, that's
there's
what
a little symbol.
You have to do.
Yeah. You don't have to. I pull them out. Yeah. I pull them out at random. It closes the Explorer window or whatever that's looking at it.
I've had
perfectly
USB drives that complain about power surges a lot on a crappy old laptop of mine.
Really? Okay.
So that could go both ways, obviously, in the port.
If my biggest problem is I've had driver issues with them. When you move from one machine to the next, the machine may not have drivers. But
almost 2000, Windows 2000 and XP, almost without fail, have drivers for almost every single pen drive out there. You don't even need a disk. But I have seen that where you have a flash drive or other USB device that needs power, and the USB port that's being plugged into, because maybe it's a little old or whatever, it is not delivering that power. And the computer senses this.
Mostly I've had problems with iPods in that case. But,
okay.
And the same with the power surges, but...
Well, this is why, like, when people get, like, USB hubs, and they can't understand why they can't plug in, like, more than two devices into it at the same time and have them all work, because there are some devices that need power through the USB connection. Some don't. So, you could probably have, like, plug in a USB hub with no power... And put like a couple, like three or four flash drives into it and be fine. But if you tried to put like an HP printer on it, forget it. No. But you
know
what?
Can you do a RAID array of thumb drives? That'd
be cool.
But
you know what I saw?
You could.
you know what I saw was a networked USB hub.
Network attack storage?
Well, no, it was like a networked USB hub and it actually worked kind of like a print server. So in other words, like through a network connection, you actually got USB ports. That existed over there and had printers plugged into them, and then you could
specialized software on your machine.
Well, yeah,
to get that.
Yeah, you had to run the little thing. But
were they shareable? That would
it was
be
kind of like
part.
A way to network printers that wouldn't USB printers that wouldn't work on a USB print server, like an all-in-one. But now I've seen that they're now selling print servers specially designed for multifunction printers. Have you seen those?
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm totally serious.
We have one of those.
Oh.
Wait,
what do you mean? What's the matter?
A print server for a multifunction printer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like because
the scanner?
A lot of a lot of the multifunction printers, older ones that didn't have network ports in them, you really had a hell of a time sharing them out via a network a print server device. It was easy to do through if you had it hooked up to your computer and shared it out that way through networking, that would work, but you had to have that computer on, et cetera, et cetera. And the scanning function and the fax function wouldn't work. You can't really share that. But this does.
You're saying you couldn't scan it from a secondary computer,
right.
Scan it and have
it
go to a secondary. Okay.
Right. But now, of course, if you get a new, like a newer generation multifunction that has a network card built into it, all of that stuff works over network. Fax, scan, print, all that stuff works over the network. But these older ones, and it's a weird like driver thing. Like it's instead of it being like PCL drive, what are they, PCL?
Yeah,
drivers, PCL is one version.
It's like GDI
print command
drivers
language
or something.
Okay.
Goddamn independent drivers.
Non-fraternal organization.
Non-affiliated. Yeah. Okay.
Which brings us to the second part of Tim's question.
What was the answer to the first part?
The first one is to stop using the damn flash drives.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, the one that went bad, and I agree.
Computers and transfer the files.
I might consider going to Ye Old Micro Center in Troy and getting yourself a USB drive that is made by a name manufacturer like Corsair.
Although they're selling a shitload of them for $15.
I have a GE one that's never failed, too.
Newegg.com.
Newegg.
Well, I'm simply saying, like, you get your major memory manufacturers. I have a Corsair unit that's like it's got like a neoprene like thing around it to protect it and everything, and they're really nice.
You get way too into your thumb drives.
Really.
What can I do? I also bought that 6 gig one off of.
Did you
Woot.
Get that?
Oh, is that
it works just fine?
It's a spin drive.
Yeah,
it's not
a
flash.
It's a real driver.
Drive,
in it.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That, I saw that.
I was eyeing the heck out of that.
Well, the reason I have that is I want to carry around a whole crap load of ISOs with me everywhere I go, so that I can burn like CDs that I might need in a particular situation, in a support situation.
Fantastic.
I've got an enclosure for a USB or for a 2.5 inch drive.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, you know what I've got? I've got a little, Russ, you might like this. I've got a little, I bought a little device at Micro Center for $20. It's about this big. It's about the size of a credit card. Okay. But it's a little thicker. And it's got three ports on it and then a USB cable coming off. And the three ports are One is a 3.5-inch IDE drive, one is a 2.5-inch IDE drive, and one is a SATA drive. And you can basically connect any kind of drive to this thing and hook it up externally, and it has a little extra power source thing that came with it, too, to power up the drives. Yeah.
Mine's actually non-powered.
It's actually really
5-inch.
I bought one that died immediately. I took it back, and I got a different brand, and it works pretty well. The only thing I have to remember to do is power up the drive and everything before plugging the USB into the computer.
Sure.
But other than that, Tim, I wouldn't give up on these pen drives because I just simply haven't had the kind of luck that you have and your father's had. But I might go spend a little extra on them and try to get a name brand one and see what you can do with that.
Yeah,
don't be so eager to yank, I would say, if you are a little bit of a yanker.
If you're a yanker.
Oh, my.
All right. Part two of Tim's Bare Metal Question of the Week. Second, I purchased some... Now, this one's got me bugging. Second, I purchased some new ink for my Epson Stylus C84 inkjet printer last night from Best Buy. First mistake. I put the ink in, followed the instructions, and nothing. The paper is fed through, but nothing is printed to the page. It was working before I changed the cartridges. It's just that the older cartridges ran out of ink.
Are you sure you pulled the cellophane off it?
I actually thought that. Like, did you remember to pull the little tape off the
that
thing? But if you let me finish, you'll see that I believe he has done this. I shook the new cartridges many times, tried cleaning the print heads, restarting the printer and the computer, reinstalling the drivers, but still nothing. And the ink monitor says that ink is being used up, too. That's what's got me thinking that he did take the tape off, because otherwise, how would the ink get out?
That ink monitor is just a little chip on there that says you've told me to print something.
Oh, okay.
Right. In most cases.
Okay, I'm assuming you're going to tell me just to buy a new printer, and for the price of ink, $70, I probably should have. Someone here at work told me I should try to take the ink back to Best Buy. I highly doubt they're going to care, but so I don't want to throw that money away. Suggestions, please.
I definitely would take it back to Best Buy and tell them that it's a bum cartridge. It's possible.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, they'll probably.
They'll pull that cellophane right off for you.
I took cartridges back to. I bought some remanufactured. Yeah, I took remanufactured cartridges back to Office Max, because all they did was print red. I brought them home, they didn't. They were color cartridges, and then when I bought brand new HP branded ones and just said fuck it and spent the money, everything printed perfectly normal. So. They will take, I think, ink cartridges back if they're truly faulty.
Yeah, especially if you bought it.
Only for an exchange.
Right.
However, definitely, I know. Just for a sanity check, make sure you got all that tape or cellophane or whatever off of the ink cart. Now, the thing about the Epson that I'm not sure about is the cartridge the print head also, or is it just the ink? Because like HP is, it's not, it's HP, I believe, is both. Ink and print head. But where I think like Canon, at least a lot of older Canon like bubble jet printers and stuff, were the ink was just the ink. And then the print head was a thing the ink went into. And when your print head went, you had to replace that altogether.
That's what's gonna lead me to next. How long was it sitting empty?
Well, that's another thing. How long was it sitting empty?
Could it have dried out and the heads are just crusted over?
If the heads are crusted.
He said he cleaned them.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily. He ran the cleaning cycle on the printer, but that may not necessarily... I'm surprised he's getting absolutely nothing.
Right.
There should at least be ink spatters all over the inside there if something's going on.
Well, I mean, you would think... But
could try sucking on the nozzle a little bit.
Suck it out of a hose, you say?
Well, he's already a yanker.
He probably wants to suck a little
Maybe
bit.
Maybe take some alcohol and wipe off the heads and sterilize them.
I think it's probably a... fantastic idea. Okay, maybe something else.
Or an eraser.
Maybe an alcohol swab, an eraser head? Well, that'll like, a little friction?
What are you doing?
Sure.
So I think what we're saying is I think that maybe there could have been that's the thing I want to know about the ink for the Epson printers. Is it both ink and print head or is it just ink? And how can we figure that out?
Google.
You
ever heard of them?
Model
Google.
It's a great website. Should check it out sometime.
Google. Anyone? Anyone at all?
Google.
What are we trying to answer?
Does the ink come in one cartridge that includes the heads?
Say it into the mic.
Or do you refill the cartridges in the box, in the printer, and just let them reprint?
You want an image search?
All right, look. This is what the C84 ink looks like, and it looks like to me that it's just
one
ink.
Unit.
Oh, you know what?
I think
we
that's one
have
unit.
That.
This to me
work.
Looks
that's
like
a huge pain in the ass printer.
These look like they're just ink to me.
Yeah, they are.
So what I'm suggesting is that the caddy that the ink goes into possesses the print head. You may need to replace that print head altogether, and I think that would probably send you...
printer shopping?
Printer shopping. However, you spent the money on the ink. Maybe what you could do is get an Epson printer that uses the same ink.
Good luck.
Or go on eBay and see if you could find a used C84 printer or whatever the hell.
You could also go onto the highway and whip it at somebody.
Or since this is Tim's bare metal question of the week, you could take the printer apart and try to manually clean the head.
Well, actually, that's true. If you could get the print head caddy off and take a look at it, look down in the bottom of it, not from the bottom side, but where the ink goes in. Maybe get in there with an alcohol. What?
Leeward.
I wasn't in the Navy. I don't know what.
I believe you need to
leeward
go
just means
side.
Towards okay. shelter.
Towards what?
Towards shelter. The leeward.
A leeward side is towards shelter.
What do you mean towards shelter?
It's not a boat term, you moron.
Yes. It's not.
No.
It's a being outside question. If you're on the lee side of a building, you're on the side that is
away from
the
wind.
Right. It's a fucking crossword puzzle.
There's leeward and windward.
Yes.
No, that's Winwood.
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 So Steve Winwood.
That's correct.
Steve Winwood was, no wonder his hair always looks so
far. Yeah, that's why they talked about Rainmaker all the time.
So anyway, you're going to proceed Wittershins around the printhead.
Wittershins. You love that word.
I'd ask Drew. I couldn't remember. I only remember Witter.
All right, so what I'm saying is that this print caddy, this print head caddy is like a bucket, okay? It has a little spigot at the bottom, and you may need to go in there where you put the ink in and swab it with an alcohol-soaked Q-tip and then turn it over and maybe get it from the underside, too, if you can remove it. It may be just worth it to just start taking out screws and plucking out plastic pieces and hope you don't break any of the little plastic clips that keep it all together.
Put the air compressor in the nozzle. Try and blow it out.
Put the nozzle in the hose.
Sure. Air compressor, I have a feeling if it's like dried ink, though, it's not going to do shit. I think alcohol is the solution. But so give that a shot. What
alcohol
the hell, man?
Is the solution.
All right, let's all admit the real solution here is that for $40 he could have bought a new printer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, fair enough.
I'd like to suggest that he go back.
If you can return that ink, complain, and get your money back or get a store credit, put it down on a new printer. Maybe.
Tell them you want to buy a new printer, and then let them show you all the fancy ones, and then decide you want a shitty printer, and then call us in a week when it breaks.
Or in a week when that cartridge runs out.
Or there
you
go.
Got a new one three months ago.
But I am looking on eBay right now, and there are definitely Epson C84s for sale, I believe.
Sure.
One's going for $26.
One is 99 cents.
One is 99 right. cents, but the auction ends in 2.5 days.
The fact that they're this cheap leads me to believe that this is a throwaway model of a printer. And I'm almost positive this is the piece of shit printer that we have at work. And if we have it at work, it's not something you want because it didn't cost very much and probably wasn't very well made.
I'd have to say that all consumer-grade printers are throwaway printers.
Total crap.
Don't refill your Bic lighters either.
Actually, at this point...
That's a good point.
if you really... what did you say?
Don't refill your Bic lighters.
Oh, yeah. If you... By the way, Tim, if you don't really need to print in color, you might consider making the move to a cheap monochrome laser. For less than $150, you can get one that even has like a network port in it to do a little networking in your home or whatever. And you'll get like several thousand pages out of a one toner that costs $100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like 300-500 pages out of a $70 worth ink.
Yeah. The only reason you're printing color is because you print out the red, blue, yellow, and green eBay symbol when you print out a page.
Right.
And
right.
It's so true. So nameless.
Samsung just came out with a network attached printer that is $350 for a laser and it's color.
Oh, that's
nice. That's what I have. The Samsung CLP 550. I got it for $299.
That might be the only.
It's not the N version. It doesn't have the network.
Yeah.
So but I don't really care because my computer upstairs is on all the time. So I just did it that way. But, that was $299 when I got it, and I've seen it $299 in other places too. One of my clients for $4.99 at Costco, after $100 rebate, got a color laser multifunction.
Nice.
From HP. Now, it's like a year and a half old.
So what?
And apparently, like, there are forums just filled with posts about how shitty the drivers are. But, hey, I got it to work.
There you go.
I got it to work. So, but yeah, so there's that, too. Hey, right. Jennifer, the soiree girls.
Oh, the soiree girls
are listening.
Damn it.
Why is there no Google? We are so. Oh, wait. Why is Dr. J the Science Geek not in the full cast? He is in the full cast, Jen and Tammy. I said we had a full cast. We knew he was coming.
He was just late.
He is in the full cast. He is in the full cast. Please.
I was just mentioning. And he's the biggest pull on the cast.
I apologize, Jen, Tammy, Soiree Girls. We will do a Getting Lucky with the Soiree Girls as soon as Drew figures out what it is. You're
Drew,
on, buddy.
Drew has a lot of responsibility this show.
Well, that's what happens when he doesn't have a microphone. Yeah,
stand by.
So basically, like, one fun thing to do when trying to figure out what the Soiree Girls thing is going to be is, like, take a dirty word and put it into Google and say, I'm feeling lucky, and see what you get.
Clearly.
Then did you ever see the one that they sent a few weeks ago?
I try not to pay attention.
Really?
No.
I think they put, like, Dr. J the Science Gay.
Clearly.
Did you see that one?
No.
Let me see if I can show you.
No.
Yeah, this was pretty anymore. Good.
Okay, I've got this week's.
Oh, you got it? Okay, well, hold on. Let me just... I think it was Dr. J... I think she said, like, Dr. J, science, gay, and I'm feeling lucky. And what was it? It was...
I'm sure it was porn.
Oh, no, this is something else.
Yawn.
It's something about James Dobson media... Provides cover for assault on traditional marriage.
Yeah,
never mind. Okay, so what do you have? All right, let's get lucky with the soiree. What do we have? What was the did we have music for that? Bow chicka bow wow.
Time to get lucky with the soiree girls.
This is gonna sound much better in post production.
Yeah. Oh, and we gotta use Ray Franklin
sound. Yeah,
those
that was
hilarious.
Awesome.
I don't know how I'm gonna fit those.
Move on.
Two, all right,
move on.
It's a tribute to Doug. Who's not with us this week.
Ah, Doug, Senor Crapple.
His favorite phrase when something like this would come up was turtle hugs.
Turtle hugs.
Is that
turtle
one, hugs. One word or two?
I use two words.
Turtle hugs. If you put in turtle hugs and say, I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, my God, it's a poster.
It's, wow, it's two turtle huggings. And it's sold out.
From allposters.com.
By Sharon McCullough. It's a poster of two turtles hugging. Well, that's just
boring.
That's just
Caning.
Cute.
Not, yeah. It's not real.
I thought you were going to say it was going to come up to, like, Urban Dictionary and, like, turtle hugs was, like, shitting in a girl's mouth while eating Twizzlers or
no,
something.
No,
like
no, 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 no.
This is one of those crazy sex... Did you guys...
Let me just get a Twizzler here.
You guys heard the...
Strawberry brilliant.
You guys heard the... what the hell did he call it in the Aristocrats? Space docking.
Oh, yeah.
Where you shit in a girl's pussy. That's, space docking.
That's... Yikes. If I had a time machine, I would go back to about 20 minutes ago and stop myself at the door.
All right. Well, anyway. All right.
That's not going to be in the show notes.
Turtle hugs.
How do you line that up?
That's what?
How do you line that
exactly.
up?
Exactly. It's
tough. Takes skill.
Computers.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. We need a name for
Missy. She has to be committed to it.
Let's see if we go space
she
docking.
She has to be committed to it. This is not something you can force upon
Put in
somebody.
Space docking and hit I'm feeling lucky. And you
Urban
get
Dictionary
Urban Dictionary, Space Doc, when two males somehow join together at the penis. That's not
stupid.
No, that's Space joined Doc. Ones. Space Doc. Brian Squire. I love the little sentences they use. Joe and Jay Space Docked. Brian squatted over her, lined it up, and began Space Docking. Yeah, that's pretty good. I Space Docked your mama last night and went to sleep.
There's just... That's
the Urban Dictionary, by the way.
I'm need the
if
last
we could just say that the Urban
back.
Dictionary is just one of the best goddamn
I just found
websites
a PDF
ever.
For actually docking to the International Space Station.
Oh, cool!
Should I save this.
Yeah, all you right. should. Well, no, it's educational product.
Yeah, listen,
it's
listen
got
to
nothing.
Me. Oh, cool! Oh, God,
this is something you could give
Dr.
J over here.
Really.
Though.
He's such a fucking loser. All right. Anyway,
I think there's a picture of actual space docking in it.
That's a little kinky.
Is it?
Actual yeah. space docking or space docking?
Boy and a girl tied together at the waist with a space shuttle suspended in between them. They're trying to dock it into a styrofoam cup.
I see.
I'll bet they
it's
are.
A little
oh, you interpreted what they were doing there much better than I did. I had no freaking clue.
All right, yeah, so that takes care of that segment. What do we have now? We did the
Tales from the Dark Side. We have Tales from the Dark Side.
Flair.
Well, I have a piece of flair here.
Who doesn't have flair after Christmas, right?
Well,
or yarmulke, whatever they call it.
This is my new IDE to serial ATA converter that I got on eBay from Hong Kong.
What in the world are you talking about?
Cost him 4 yen.
Well, here, let me show you. I have a couple of leftover serial ATA drives, and I'm donating these computers, but they don't have, they're older, they don't have serial ATA controllers.
Right.
And I don't want to go to, I don't want to go to Micro Center and pay like $30 each for a PCI card. So I got this for like $1 plus like $8 shipping, of course, from Hong Kong. Look at this thing. It's, no, Poppy, it's not food. It's not food.
Makes crinkly
noises. Although it's, it smells like fried rice.
Fried rice.
Fried rice. Look at this. It plugs right into an IDE port on the motherboard.
Seriously?
And then here's a serial ATA port here, and it takes power.
The circuitry is like minimal at best.
Yeah, it's got like one chip, a couple
battery,
of capacitor,
chips.
And
yeah.
You know.
Is that a brick that's been soldered onto it? No, I'm sorry. That's
well, anyway, it plugs right into the motherboard. It's got the serial ATA port here, and it's got this four-port thing here.
Floppy power connector.
When it came with a serial ATA cable and this little
power adapter.
Power adapter that goes to a regular four-port. What do they call these?
It's a 12-volt.
Molex.
Molex.
The connectors.
Molex. Yeah, they are. They're really hard.
Fuckers.
Actually, so that's not regular.
I remember that.
Man.
Yeah, it just has only
it's
half
only
the
got,
pins.
Yeah, it's only got half the pins.
But only, you know, yeah.
I think
so,
someone keeps calling me
on
my broken phone.
So, yeah, it's this great little thing, and it works.
It keeps lighting up.
It works perfectly. Really? The motherboard is none the wiser because of the circuitry built into this thing.
Any drivers required for it?
It's called
I'm sure it decreases efficiencies by several orders of magnitude.
It is an IDE to SATA converter. And
just
here,
like you said.
If you look at this.
Please tell me it has English.
It does. It does.
Nice.
Look at the big starburst. What does that say?
Suitable for device.
It just is suitable for device.
Well, that's good because you wouldn't want to put it into a
that's nice.
Device.
A chipmunk, for example.
Suitable for.
Not suitable
for squirrel.
Not suitable for small mammals.
Not suitable for.
All right.
Space docking. Okay,
so what else
so,
we got?
We have a. What? Oh, wait. What did we used to do? I'm so lost. Wow. We have a
Wow.
You are so befuddled.
I know. We have
a wah.
Yoko's website of the week. And I want to throw out that one
about
the Star Wars.
Breastfeeding.
The one about. Is
Before
that the Barney Miller
phone,
theme?
I got Barney Miller as my theme song or my ringtone.
I might have to steal that from you. Can I steal that from you? No,
I
mean,
give it
I don't
a 10
mean,
out of 10.
My
broken.
My phone make you no picture. That's not good at all.
It's Mandelbrot.
Clearly.
It is. I mean, not the actual MP3 from you, but just the idea.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe I'll do the theme
song all the yesterday
to
carving
Facts
up,
of Life.
If you do
if
theme
you can
song
get
OSU,
it.
You can download, or MP3 OSU, you get a nice page of all their themes.
They
you
should
can
be
hack up with Audacity.
They should be giving that away.
Turn into ringtones. Yeah, I'll
say for my YWOW this week was the Star Wars lines improved by substituting the word pants.
That was really funny.
Okay, it's a http://healthbolt.net.
Do you really need to give that part?
This is my favorite part.
/2006.
Where I talk over Irv giving
/12/http /20
the address.
/232-star-wars-lines-improve-by-substituting-the-word-pants.
Just go to the
blog.
May I make a suggestion that you Google Star Wars and pants and see what comes up?
Why do we still have... Is that MIDI?
No.
Yes.
Is that Barney Miller theme in MIDI?
Mine's pretty bad because it doesn't...
Pants
you can't
wars.
Pick up those bass notes in the beginning, which is really the whole point. It's a nice subtle way to introduce yourself to your ringer.
What, but first MIDI, then go to MP3?
Boom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Boom.
So here are some the top 15 Star Wars lines improved by substituting the word pants. Shall we read a couple of them?
I'd like to do a few.
Go ahead, please.
I find your lack of pants disturbing.
That's good. You are unwise to lower your pants.
The force is strong in my pants.
Chewie and me got into a lot of pants more heavily guarded than this.
Your pants. You will not need them.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no pants.
You came in those pants? You're braver than I thought.
Governor Tarkin, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's pants. And cock.
In his pants, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering.
You sound That's like Don Pardo. Sound like Don Pardo in hell.
In his pants, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering.
I think you just
with G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Live
and now
band.
Here is Governor Quimby or yes. Mayor Quimby. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your pants.
Pull up, all pants, pull up. terrible.
How about Admiral Akbar? It's a pants.
It's a pants.
I sense the conflict within you. Let go of your pants. I just made a deal that will keep the Empire out of our pants forever.
Lando.
Alderaan is peaceful. We have no pants.
These are not the pants you're looking for.
These are not the pants you're looking for. So that's cool. And there's 217 more, just in case that wasn't enough for you. Oh, Douglas Cassidy has just emailed the show. He says, Senor Crapple says, I'm watching the Apple keynote right now. I just jizzed.
All right.
I mean, is he the ideal candidate to be Senor Crapple? I mean, honestly.
No.
Ask Drew if he's up for my cuddle party in 2 weeks. Drew, are you up for www.cuddlela.com. Cuddle LA. Cuddle Party Los Angeles. Oh my God. Thousands of people across the world have attended Cuddle Party and experienced the joy of socializing and sharing affectionate touch in a friendly, lighthearted setting. Sign
Without
up for our
computer?
Announcement
How
list and we'll
work?
Send you a special discount to attend your first Los Angeles event.
Discount?
Yeah, they charge you to
Wait,
hug.
can I just read from it something
really
quickly?
What if it's just a big sausage fest?
Wait, learn to... here's what it says. Empower yourself.
That's not what it's about.
Wait, hold it.
Learn to ask for what you want. Overcome fear of failure and rejection. Learn to say no. I mean... Is that like...
Learn to hear no?
What if somebody else is learning to say no? Yeah, exactly.
Connect with others in a more engaged, intimate, and human way, and don't touch her boobies.
Yes. I would definitely draw wood. It would be embarrassing.
In my little pajama
pants.
Bottom.
Yes.
You know what it looks mostly like?
My pants.
Nap time in kindergarten.
It kind of does.
Yeah. They give
Actually,
you little cups of Kool-Aid.
It looks like a rave without the crappy music and lollipops.
Right off the bat, this testimonial quote is one reason I don't want to go. An experience that was empowering, comfortable, fun as heck, and uplifting. I'll
fun
be back
as H-double hockey sticks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I would go to this thing with the bad assumption that I was going to fondle or fuck a girl there. And I would probably leave just feeling really rejected.
Yep.
That's a different kind of party you want.
Yes. Yeah.
Perhaps you can enjoy the unique magic that is Cuddle Party.
your parties cost $50 in downtown LA, if I'm not mistaken. So enjoy that.
I know, this is fascinating. And it's one of these long websites that's just one big ass long page.
Yeah, scrolling is for cuddlers.
Punt. Explode.
A participant requests a kiss for the no exercise.
I'm borkifying this website page.
Borkifying? What the fuck is this shit? I love the intense calmness I felt after the event Saturday and how I'm interacting with friends just a day later. Thank you. You know what? I don't like it.
Minus five, like Crapple.
No,
that's the why wow. That's the what wow?
Coodle a Purdy.
Ray
Frankel just sent porn music
for
the Soiree girls.
The new why wow is
oh my God.
The borgifying
he
of that
did.
Page. Do it, dude.
He really did. Oh,
dude,
wait a
Ray,
minute.
Ray, you are a king among men. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Where the hell do we know Ray from?
I don't. I'm not sure.
I love it.
We might have run into him at the Star Wars premiere.
Oh yeah, you feeling good? Cause I'm feeling real good.
Ray
I
Raymond
feel like getting lucky.
Remodel
with the Soiree girls. All right. Kind of sounds like Barney Miller.
A little bit.
Like third speed, Barney Miller.
Uh-huh.
It might be. Hang on, I might be able to make that happen with Audacity here.
Maybe there was a porno called like Barney Philher or something
Barney
like
Philher.
That.
I don't know if they started doing that until the mid '80s. Boney Miller, that's a good one.
Boney
and
good Miller.
They still call him Mojo.
I like that. That's good. They still call him nice. I got my Wojo rising. That's too bad.
I got my Wojo rising.
Ray,
not bad, Ray. Not bad at all. So now Ray is laboring under the misguided assumption that I'm going to have enough time to put this music into the. I'm actually really gonna try.
Couldn't
I
do
I
it
really
like live somehow? Like put it on there and just hit it in a moment.
You know, that's the
Mix
thing.
Mix it in.
The thing is, I'm going into the line in of the sound card here.
Put it in here. There's got to be another line.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? You're right. So, Ray, what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
And by going to, he means eventually. And by eventually, he means...
What we'll do is we'll do the line out.
Before 2018.
Maybe we'll do the line out from my laptop, and we'll go into the board. And maybe I'll have like a
media player.
A media player or something with, you know, with all those tracks, and then maybe be able to do it right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Now that's a good idea. We'll do it with my... Maybe there's like okay, remember those soundboards that used to come out? People put like a Simpsons soundboard, whatever. Maybe I could make one of those.
There you
just
go.
Run
Dork
that.
Soundboard. I know what you mean.
Dork soundboard! And we could put it on our website, and people could use it!
Ooh. For what? I have no idea.
I have just access to Flash, I think. I might be able to put that together.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow! Nice. Wow.
All right.
Finally, a contribution.
No shit.
Dork Almighty.
It's about time you bring something to the table, other than a big box of Twizzlers, or did that come from
that's Russell.
Russell.
Yeah,
you do this. I think I have it already.
That was anybody want to see my Christmas stocking?
Yeah. Anybody want to drink their beer out of a Twizzler bit off at both ends? I'm putting it out there.
Okay. I've done that.
I don't, but
I've done that.
I have as well.
I have with a soda, but not with a beer. But
man,
there you go.
It's gonna go well.
Ray Frankel is the man. I want to hear those other.
I
want to hear those other
can I keep us on track for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we go ahead and do some flair? That we've already got one out of the way. Is there more flair other than a broken phone?
I got a phone and I broke it.
It's a great story, Russ. <Heat sink here. laughs>
Shit. What?
How about this giant heatsink?
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
This was a tale from the dork side when the harness
broke
for my Pentium 4.
Yeah.
You mean the waistband?
And I had to go buy. See, the thing was that I couldn't figure out why my Pentium 4 computer was crashing all the time. So when I opened it up, I saw that the heatsink was like this, and then it had busted off from its little harness.
Irv is making a sideways motion for those of you listening on the radio.
It looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, heatsink style. And so I had to get a new... thing, but each one is like individual, like for like the motherboard manufacturer supplied the heatsink or whatever.
You've lost me.
Supplied the harness.
I liked Ray.
So I had to go get
start
one.
Over at the end again.
I liked Russ's broken
whatever.
Story.
Whatever. The point is, I had to buy this heatsink because it came with a new harness.
No.
And I had to jerry rig it onto the motherboard. And then I went and eBayed all the parts later. Anyway.
Now, can I ask you a question? Did you know that it was going to look like a German Iron Cross when you purchased it?
No, I didn't. I mean, it wasn't. Okay, now this was the
You could take those off and sell those at a neo-Nazi convention. I bet that would be you could rake all your money back. That'd be great.
Raymond sent this one a couple of weeks ago. This would be old.
That's
That's when the yodeler falls off the cliff.
At least, among other things.
Well,
that was
I
when
wish
you...
I could get a hold of the Matterhorn music for the game, the Matterhorn game.
The yodeler. The bad yodeler. I bet you can.
How tough can that be?
And then this was, did you hear his Let's Get Physical with Dr. J?
No, because I knew it was coming.
Wait, it gets good. Wait. Right here. It's
with
coming.
Dr. J.
That's super.
Do we have any physics questions for Dr. J?
God, I hope
since
not.
He's here?
Yeah.
Can you tell us why we shouldn't be buying lottery tickets? Even though we all will.
Oh, I already did. No, good. I think everybody should buy them, and then I should win it. That's what I think. No, your odds are, I'd say astronomical, but it's better to say economical. The numbers
but
are bigger.
But if the odd, the one in whatever.
Yeah.
135
gets
million.
That's larger than the prize.
Okay. What?
Then isn't it worth a dollar?
Yeah, but that's not the thing. It's never your odds of those numbers coming up are never as much as what you pay versus what you're going to get out of it. Your odds are far greater than.
It would have
than,
to be up to like 250 million.
No, it'd have to be like in the billions or trillions.
Why?
Because that's what I said.
But the odds of winning are like 1 in 150 million.
I disagree.
But that doesn't
you do?
Of getting the numbers correct when they come up randomly. But you got to calculate how many other people are playing and what you have to share. It can hit a break-even point.
You saying the odds of winning are in the billions?
I think they're higher than 1 in 200.
It's on OhioLottery.com.
He's a physicist, guys.
Winning,
not a mathematician.
Winning or winning it all.
Let's compare it to getting hit by lightning.
I don't know.
What voltage do we need to be at to win the lottery?
What voltage
compared
to
ground
state? -5.
1.21 gigawatts.
Why is the sky blue?
Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't know where to stop mowing.
I don't get it.
Okay.
The Mega Millions cash. Mega Millions is 122.
I understand.
The cash option is 71.
Look on the front page.
71 million chump change.
Maybe in the rules.
And again, winning means implying that I think you're going to get any money out of it, isn't it? Or maybe I'm wrong.
I believe it's a big prize, but hang on. I think Audacity finally finished converting my Barney Miller down to
thank God.
Awesome.
Down to half
awesome.
Speed.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm almost positive it's going to tell you that chances of our odds of winning depend on the number of people who are involved.
Really?
Because they usually do tell you that.
How does that work?
So odds of getting the number right, though. Are
that's true.
The odds of winning would always be the same, wouldn't
they? I would assume, but maybe not.
Fuck this.
Fuck this indeed. What do you get to pick out of 70?
No, 50.
52? 53? And then the bonus ball stops at like 46.
See, that's the thing. It's
Mega
like
Millions odds. How to? All right, here we go. Durango Bills applied mathematics.
Okay, I'm trusting anybody.
So DurangoBill.com, Mega Millions odds.
Says the
HTML.
Science gay.
After a strong point. Strong
the numbers
point.
Picked
okay.
for the prizes consist of 5 numbers picked at random from a pool of 56 numbers. Then a single number, the mega number, is picked from a second pool that has 46 numbers. If the results of these random number selections match one of the winning combinations of your lottery ticket, then you win something.
Okay, so he claims that
since
it
the
is
total number of combinations for Mega Millions numbers is used in all the calculations, we will calculate it first. The number of ways 5 numbers can be randomly selected from a field of 56 is 3,819,816. For these combinations, there are 46 different ways to pick the sixth number. So you multiply that almost 4 million by 46, you get 175 million.
Okay, so it's 1 in 175 million.
So that's
million.
What I thought.
There
it was like 100.
Okay,
so
I
the
guess
probability
I'm
of success is 1 in 175 million.
I'm thinking of Keno.
Yeah, in fact, actually, to be perfectly honest, it really seems like the payout for the big prize is a lot better than some of the smaller prizes. Like the $250,000 prize, the chance is like 1 in 4 million.
You have to set your output somewhere.
The probability of winning something is about 1 in 40.
Oh, there's a... Oh, and then there's a number of tickets in play. For some reason.
No number of tickets in play in the millions. Based on how many people play, it's the probability of there being
a single winner,
two or more winners.
Two or more winners. It looks like you want somewhere in the neighborhood of 180 to 220 or 240 million people playing in order to get it. So my suggestion is don't rush out and buy one because we've got the winner.
Well,
there you go.
No, you want more people to play
because
that actually increases. It can increase the prize pool,
but
just next week,
not
this week.
Not enough.
Yes. Not enough to make it worth your while. Okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic.
I broke Audacity.
So here's what I
want. Barney Miller is too much for
Audacity. Here's the thing right here. Return on investment. So a $56 million cash payout, decline the annuity, is assumed for the jackpot. So that's slightly lower than what? So
true.
The contribution is it's really worth 31 cents for that. But when you add them all together, it's 50 cents. So for each dollar that you spend on Mega Millions, you can expect to get back about 50 cents.
It's a lie.
So that's not quite – that's before taxes. Expected after tax return is about your after tax expected return is less than 60 cents for every dollar ticket you buy. Huh? Well, whatever. Anyway, basically when the prize gets big enough and it's really not a bad bet.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not a bad bet. I'd say that it's become statistically worth it.
Well,
you're
I mean,
right.
it's no worse than your average bet in a casino.
I disagree.
Yes, it is.
I absolutely disagree.
Not
that it will never happen.
Even
it's
if you play expected value,
but I'm saying that if the return on investment of a $1 wager as opposed to a $10 or $20 or $30 wager on a roll of craps that you could crap out on.
Bob, what kind of asshole?
The expected values are definitely can get
asshole.
Up to 50%.
What?
I don't know if the.
Oh, wait, let me
and
ask,
even higher.
Why did you say only assholes play craps?
Huh? Because I know.
He doesn't know anything
about it.
I know everything about craps.
Now, James lived in Vegas for like 4 years. 4 years? 5 years.
5 years. No, I know that.
And he had a preternatural ability to pick winners, winning video poker machines. you won the. Ooh. Fuck! I got silicone paste all over my fucking hands.
Get away from us!
God damn it! nobody plays with the fucking heatsink anymore.
All right.
You paid for your wife's engagement ring with a big win on video poker. Did you
more
know?
Or less. I mean, yeah, that I paid for it by
giving it to the wrong woman.
No, I paid for it by coaching for several years, and then in one fell swoop was able to easily make sure that I still had money in the bank after I bought it and didn't feel bad about going and buying it then, paying cash for it. Yeah.
Even though you weren't sure.
You hit
four of a kind on like a $5 machine?
Yeah. Yeah, and won $2,000.
That was like the second or third roll.
I think you mean two.
It was
large.
On the fourth roll.
Fourth roll.
On the fourth roll, I hit nothing. I got a pair. I hit trips, and then I got four.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Frankie.
Well, I tell you what, the show's over in 5 minutes anyway.
Does he need to be burped?
What do you need? My window for bath time. It is? Is he sleepy? Oh. Well, we're gonna give Frankie a bath. So let's wrap
you
up
what,
the show. Did we miss any segments?
No.
We didn't do a YouTube clip of the week. Did you have one? Mm-hmm. All right, let's do a Shane's YouTube clip of the week and then close the show. All right, what is it? Tell me. What are the search terms?
Tickle me, Elmo on fire.
Outstanding.
I like that.
Outstanding in the wind.
Here we go. Tickle. Is that like all one word or?
No, it's separate words.
I just want to say my nephew got one for Christmas, and the things are creepy as all hell.
Especially
looks like it's having
fire.
A epileptic grand mal seizure on the ground.
One. I want one bad. Thanks for
I have one
that
I tried to sell on eBay.
Dr. J.
What next time he'll do the show.
I'm trying to sell for my friends.
Science is great so far. We're eating chickens. Hey, listen, we got a letter from the Soiree
the
girls
box.
Real quick. They thanked us for mentioning them. And Dr. J, anytime, ladies, I feel very bad that we almost forgot your segment. So thank God you were listening and you reminded us.
We got to find some way to
tonight
write this
is
down.
Great so far, they say. They're eating chicken stir fry with a spicy Szechuan sauce, a Pinot Grigio with a real cork, and lobster.
That's
and best of all, we're
Chris
listening
off,
to our favorite
so
dorks.
A total future. Lie.
Well, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we're so glad you're having a quality meal. All right, so what do we got
here?
Tickle me Elmo on fire. Ooh,
oh
man,
oh, I definitely
looks...
want to see this. Oh, play.
That's pretty
Please
rough.
Please play.
That is, looks pretty rough, man.
Get the longest one.
Hey, sorry. So he's hitting it pretty good with the lighter fluid.
You're going to need to go see this yourself. And now he's laughing.
Now he's laughing and he's on fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that tickles. And he's doing his laughing and
oh,
rolling.
Oh, he's still laughing. He's falling over.
You're just like Vietnam.
Oh, oh, God.
Man.
That's horrid. Wait, there's more.
Oh. And he's like trying.
Like,
he's like trying
it's like
to
watching
move.
A robot die.
You know what? I gotta tell you, that was almost as bad as watching Hal get his memory chips
exactly.
pulled out, man.
What
Even though he was
doing,
a dick,
Dave?
Still he's like Daisy, give me your answer, dude.
That's too bad.
No? All right. Anyway, all right. So that'll do it. That'll do it for today.
Thank you, listeners, for
thank you
enjoying
very much
us.
For listening. We really enjoyed doing the show. We had a great. I want to thank everyone for coming. I hope we can do it again real soon. And before we go. Ray Frankel had asked me if maybe it would be better if we just scheduled the damn thing every other week
no.
since we are only... And I told him, I said, that's like the way I feel about it is we should schedule it every week in the hopes we do it every other week. That's like when you have a like Bruning or something
oh,
who's
yeah.
always late.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want him to be ready by 8, tell him the event starts at 7.
7.
So that he'll be ready by 8.
No, he'll be ready at 8:30, but still he'll
but
be
still
less,
he'll
late,
be less
than
late than before. So I figure if we schedule a show every week, there's a better chance of us getting one in about every other week. But you never know. Maybe we'll do one next week because this was a lot of fun, and I hope this wasn't too inconvenient for all you guys. So,
no, it was great. Let's close it down.
Great. Let's close it down. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Ray, we're going to try to put some post-production into this thing, get some of your sounds in there, or maybe we'll just get that soundboard going within the next couple of weeks, and we'll actually be able to do it in-show. Ross, thank you very much for the Twizzlers. James, thank you very much for bringing the beer.
Giddy up.
Drew, thanks for doing the show notes. Matt and Dan, thanks very much for coming. And nothing for me.
You
thank you, Irv.
Thanks
we
for hosting
you.
Us,
no,
Irv.
No,
thanks
no.
for nutting down.
You can watch
All
my
right.
balls, too.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.